and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and I want to thank you, my good friend Wayne Levine of the Men's Room for taking over hosting duties last week while I was up in the Columbia Mountains doing helicopter skiing. I will tell you more about it later in the show. Today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's A Dad's Point of View column, called My Boys Would Be Better Off If I Abandoned Them. Pretty provocative title, but we'll get into what it means later. You can find my columns in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com and hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page when you get there. That will give you all the options to see my columns, the Because I Said So comic strip, I'm Not That Dad vlogs, information about Dad Chat, and so much more. The website has been really nicely designed, redesigned. It's a very green, and you'll see what I mean when you go there. Also, in the middle of the homepage is a little box that says Stay in the Loop, and if you fill out your name and email, you will get my weekly newsletter and nothing else. I will not besiege you with spam. So I hope you will stay in the loop on what's going on with all the doings at brucesalen.com, the radio show, Dad Chat, the comic book, comic strip, I should say. Well, there will be a comic book coming. We're working on it. Today we have Jim Sheinberg for Family Financial Matters after a long hiatus. Wayne is out of town. We have Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap if he doesn't get the emergency call because his baby is due almost literally any minute. And finally, we have, again, for her second appearance, Jody Okun for The Women's Room, which we'll be talking about financial aid in colleges, which is loosely the topic of the show today. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And as I said, stay in the loop and sign up on my website at brucesalen.com for the weekly newsletter. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Goes to the Gym. And as you can imagine, to disastrous results. The new feature on brucesalen.com is my I'm Not That Dad vlog, and the current one is a little bit about my heliski trip as I give you a tour of the lodge we stayed at and a little bit of the detailed information, including showing you some of the equipment we have to carry. It is a daunting and somewhat scary experience, particularly before you begin it. Once you begin it, you kind of get over the fear. But I remember watching on the 7-hour bus ride to the heliport where we were being helicoptered to the lodge, the only way to get there, we watched a safety video and a lot of avalanche stuff and a lot of what happens if you fall in a tree well and a lot of scary stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, is it too late for a refund? But I had a great time and we skied 115,000 vertical feet in 6 days, and I believe that translates to something like somewhere between 75 and 100 miles of skiing. The last day, we did 30,000 vertical feet in one day, and we skied leaving the lodge at 9 and returning at 5 in the afternoon. That is the longest day I probably have ever skied in my life. Dad Chat is tonight and every Thursday night. For those of you listening on my stations on the weekends, that means you will have missed the one tonight, but the one next week is going to be great with Kerry Wilkerson, the Barefoot Executive. Every week it's great. There's a transcript always posted of the Dad Chat. It is every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast Time. Please, again, I'm afraid I have to change what I've already told you. I mentioned that Guy Kawasaki would be hosting the April 12th Dad Chat, and he is actually on a college tour with one or more of his kids. He has four kids. I don't know if they're all sons. And so he had to reschedule, and he will be co-hosting Dad Chat on May 17th. So do mark your calendars. Guy Kawasaki is a legend in technology. He was an Apple evangelist. He's currently got a book out called What the Plus. He's written 11 books, I think all bestsellers, including Enchantment. And it is a very special honor that he will be co-hosting Dad Chat. You know, I got to talk a little bit about politics. On the way up here, I heard the news, as I often listen to the radio on my way up to Santa Barbara, my home station. And the news was of a Democratic spokesperson, Hillary Rosen, criticizing Mitt Romney for quoting his wife about the state of the economy and declaring that she didn't work a day in her life. And so she therefore had no credibility to talk about the economy. And good for Mitt Romney and good for the White House even disavowing themselves from that incredibly misogynistic, anti-parent comment. I believe Mitt Romney's tweet within an hour of that statement was something to the effect that raising five kids is as much of a job as what you do, or something to that effect. Actually, I do not believe he wrote that. That's what I think. He just wrote raising five kids is a very important job in response to Hillary Rosen. My response to Hillary Rosen is it's as important and probably a heck of a lot more important than the foolishness that you do for a so-called living. And I must admit, I was not pleased to hear that. The notion that she also went on to say that the Republicans are declaring a war on women is ridiculous, because those phrases have only been bandied about by the left. But more importantly, as a parent, because I don't like to do politics particularly, I am troubled again that we've, at this point in 2012, that anybody, left, right, center, Democrat, Republican, would in any way denigrate the job of being a parent, mom or dad. Now, I know, having suffered a lot of prejudice as a stay-at-home dad, when I began doing that over 10 years ago, 12 years ago to be precise, it ain't pretty. And I know women have gotten it to a less degree recently, but they certainly got a lot of disparagement, say, 30 years ago when Women's Lib was taking off and women in the workplace were being celebrated. So the stay-at-home moms would often be, you know, looked down upon by their working counterparts. I thought we'd grown past that, to appreciate that the job of a parent involves not only work, but often serious sacrifice to self-esteem, to sense of identity, to, of course, finances. And obviously, in Mitt Romney's case, they could afford for Ann Romney to stay home. So they made the right decision for their five kids. And not every American family can afford to have a parent stay home. But what a good decision if you can. So that is my response to Hillary Rosen. Go jump in a lake, Hillary Rosen. I think it's time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson, and no more politics.
You got to act, Shen. You ate the positive E-L-M-I. I ate the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative.
I'm Bruce Allen, and this is a Dad's Point of View. Self-esteem must be earned, never given. I live in California. We have great weather, but lousy ideas. I think we're responsible for the self-esteem movement in our schools. Thank you very much. It's about as dumb an idea as ever. Excuse me, an award for showing up. Assemblies where every kid over the course of a school year gets some sort of achievement award? Oh, that's just like real life. You get raises at work for just showing up. You get intercepted three times during a game, but your team wins and you get the most valuable player award? I don't think so. Self-esteem cannot be given. It has to be earned, just like in real life. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's what it is.
I don't really have anything to say about that other than I think I said it well. Self-esteem must be earned. Today's topic is based on my column, My Boys Would Be Better Off If I Abandoned Them. And what that means, of course, is not that they would be better off, but what I discovered upon my older son getting accepted to college is that because I had been a responsible adult, we qualified for a gigantic zero in the form of financial aid. If I had done some of the following things, we might have qualified. If I had abandoned my boys when their mother and I got divorced, if I had gotten in terrible debt, if I didn't pay my mortgage, my credit card bills, or rent, because we rented shortly after my divorce for 4 years, if I spent every penny I ever earned, if I had become an addict, especially gambling, where I could have lost everything we had, or if I had gotten caught and arrested after committing a serious crime that got me new housing in jail. If I'd done any of those things, my boys might have gotten some financial aid. Gosh, what was I thinking? I was responsible. And what has happened in our country that being responsible ironically gets punished? I don't know. I think the world's upside down, and I am very confused by it. The person that, in fact, told me I would not qualify for financial aid is our next guest, Jody Okun, who helps families with these issues. Now, she told me not in a mean way. She told me, of course, just the facts. And Jody will be our next guest. She's not our next guest. She will be our fourth guest. Our next guest will be Jim Scheinberg, who will also tell us about the good and the bad of saving and money issues regarding kids in college. So we will be right back after these messages with Jim Scheinberg for Family Financial Matters.